Hello, 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 hell, hello, it's me, babe. I've been thinking about you for a long, long time. Been trying to find myself to get around to coming back to you. And I want to say hello. Hello, babies. Hello. Hello. Hello, sugars. Hello. 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 Hello, everybody. I know I've been gone for a while. No excuse. It's just right, I'm gonna be honest. I'll be honest. Miss one, miss two, and then start again focusing on trying to play video games. And it's kinda hard to play Madden. It's like either podcast or play Madden. Like, I can't do both. Okay? So, what I'm gonna suffer? Okay? So, I was just focusing on video games. I got, in the great words of Little Bootsy, I done got my shit together. Coffee shop, we with whatever. Okay? In the great words of. What's that nigga name? Kid Cudi. The bounce is back. The goddamn flow is back. Your boy's back. Heart attack. How the hell are you? What's been upper for supper? I miss you guys. I'm glad we're meeting here again to, catch up on what the haves and have-nots. I legitimately haven't really been up to too much anything. I just got home from running a set at this Miller Beach Comedy Club that's in Indiana. And like, I was supposed to be getting high with my boy Puma. Like, we were supposed to go on a nice Bill Burr psychedelic journey where I was, and he was just going microdose, and it was storming. I was going to his house in Indiana, and it was storming, raining, hail. It was like, this is not a good environment weather-wise for you to be on going your first real wall-melting edible psychedelic shroom experience. He wanted to be nice outside. What's that? Nice. Just maybe take me outside, go for a walk. Get a environment down and shit, so didn't do it, but it was all in all a good time. I told him since we're not doing that shit, I may still come out that way and just go to the comedy club that's not too far from Towson. I had been working on a joke for like this joke for about, I say, a week. And I got an idea for it. And I wanted to see if it worked. So, I mean, while I was there, I mean, I have been structuring and restructuring this like little 5 minute set a few times, and I think I got it figured out. To a degree. I kind of started stumbling a little bit up there. I did add something just for him in the joke that he loved and I knew he would love. He greatly appreciated that I added. Oh, fuck. But, I mean, it worked. It got some laughs, got some chuckles. I would say it was good enough for the one of the, because it's two guys who kind of run it. I know one guy hosted, the other guy actually kind of does jokes, does stand up. They both kind of do stand up, but the one guy actually who did the stand up tonight, he actually kind of talked to me a little bit. A few of the people who did jokes tonight talked to me a little bit. All of us were doing, like, trying it for, like, anywhere from 2 to 4 years. So we all very new and trying shit. It was fine. It went fine. But the guy who actually, like I said, kind of runs it, or one of the owners, talked to me and asked me, how long I've been doing it. Like, I think this is like my 6th or 7th time actually ever going up. He said he wanted to hit me up in like, you know, a month or so and give me a guest spot. So we'll see. I mean, I may be able to do it. I may not. I'm going to try to. But I don't know what a guest spot means. I don't know how much time I need to prepare for. But fuck it, you know, you never know till you try. And I just gotta throw myself to the wolves. And see what happens. And it may go good, it may go bad. Either way it goes, it's gonna go. You know, only way I'm gonna find out is I'm gonna get on the goddamn stage and see what happens. So yeah, I'm looking. I'm gonna try to go to the other club tomorrow. On Thursday, got to email them and see if I can get in there. But all in all, man, I mean, been good. My mom was in town for a couple of weeks. She left Sunday morning. July 31st, we went out. I ain't talked to y'all in a while. I'm going through what I've been up to. Like Saturday, there was a block party going on my block, and my good friend Sally, she's been on the podcast. You know, her fiance is expecting their first child, and it's a girl too, so I'm looking forward to, and once that girl get to a certain age, I'm guessing 4, 5-ish. And mine probably be around 7, 8. Hold on. Yeah, 4, 5, 7, 8. I can go pick her up with mine. You know, call Stella ahead of tell her, hey, she want to join us for daddy daughter day? Because we're going to take her out. I'm going to come pick her up. Get the car seat. And I know she got a tutu. Cause I bought a 2 of them. Put it in one of the 2-2s. Tell them I'm on my way. We're going to have some daddy, daughter, uncle time. You know what I'm saying? And take her for fucking, what's that? Got a manicure, pedicure. We're going to go to Hooters for lunch. And then, after that, we're going to go get a either small cakes or nothing but cakes. One of the two. for dessert. And we just call it a day. I'm saying it's gonna be it's uncle, it's daddy, daughter, uncle time, and that's what we're gonna be doing. And Sally was like, "Hey, well, can I come?" "No, you can't come. This is girls' day." And I know y'all thinking, "Hey, but she's a girl. Shouldn't she be able to go?" Valid point. She should be, but she's not. So don't make this weird. Yeah, so that's why I had to do that baby shower. And from there, and she had some, man, it has, of course, since she's Mexican, it was catered with Mexican food. And it was good, but that rice, that fucking rice that they had was some of the best goddamn rice. I've never had Mexican rice that was that good. And that was some of the best Mexican rice I've ever had before in my fucking life. It was fucking delicious. It was so good. The tacos were pretty good too. I really couldn't eat too much of the tacos due to the fact, you know, it's Mexican food. It's tacos. And I get Crohn's. And so I was going to be shitting my ass off if I did all that. So I'm very selective. I was very hesitational into truly partaking in all of the substance that was there. But end up having to, you know, I was able to stay for a little bit, had to go. Because I had to go to my mom's birthday. Which that was fine. We went out to eat this dinner. This one place. Which was cool. Wasn't bad. Here's the thing. Because I got a shrimp scallop Alfredo. Right? Which wasn't bad. It was okay. But I really had red lobster. Not red lobster. Olive Garden. And they had Olive Garden got this. It was like, I want to say it's like fried chicken tender strips with fucking, had some big ass shrimp up in it. And like some red peppers, crushed bacon. I don't know what kind of sauce it was, but it wasn't Alfredo. It was just, it was fucking delicious. And that was $20. What I had was $30. Now, mind you, what I paid for was, it came with soup, salad, and, you know, bread for the table. Bread was fine. Good fucking bread. The salad wasn't bad. Good salad. But they had lemon rice soup. Man, I was so ready. Here's the thing. I was so ready to eat the lemon rice soup. I forget I was with black people. And, you know, they want to say grace and shit. So, I had to say grace and, you know, bless the food and everything. And here's the thing. Like, my brother going to be a smart ass. Like, well, I set this whole thing up. Let Frank say grace. And I was like, you know what? Okay, cool. I'm saying, I'm ready to fucking eat. I'll say grace. So I go to say grace. And, you know, everybody, bow your heads. Say grace right quick. And this is a grace prayer right here. I thought it was. I hit them with, God is great. God is good. Let us thank him for our food. Amen. That was it. There was no more to be said. That's what I thought. Right? So with that being said, I also hit her with a fucking, well, I figure next time, And my mama was down there. She put her hands up and she shaking her head and kept saying, I'm done. But I figured next time I could hit them with, I figured since they want some more soulful, more like a longer type deal, just hit these motherfuckers with a, just, you know what I'm saying, everybody bow your heads, close your eyes, say grace real quick. We're going to hit them with a, amen. 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 And that's it. So I figured that'd do better because I'm singing. I harmonize. It's soulful. It's food for your soul. You know what I'm saying? So hopefully they'll be happy with that shit. But, the place was, the food was good. The problem with the, it was decent. I love everything beforehand. I love the main course, that shrimp and scallop was just, it was just all right. I'll say this about it. I'll say this. The next day, the leftover, when I had it the next day, that shit was fine. That shit was off the chain. For some reason, putting that motherfucker in the refrigerator overnight, into the next day, took it to a whole nother level. And that motherfucker was scrummed and liumptious. So, place is called Theo's in Highland. If, I'm telling you, I'll say this. Find something you think is going to be, no, not bad, it'll be all right. But once you eat that motherfucker the next day, that motherfucker's going to be on point. It's going to be right. It just needed to settle. It needed to settle a little bit more and get itself together. And once it did all that, that motherfucker was together. You know what I'm saying? And now, you know, other than that, got back home from that. On the way home, the baby decided to sing, what's that goddamn song? Let It Go. At the top of her lungs in the back seat. We thinking, I thought you was going to go back to sleep. You know what I'm saying? She may have napped for an hour total. Oh, excuse me. So she should have been tired. But this motherfucker seemed to be wide awake. And then, like, the block party was going on. That shit didn't end at, like, 12:30. And they were watching movies, playing games, and had the basketball course kind of thing set up and doing all types of shit. I had to go to bed because I worked Sunday morning. And they were blasting the fuck out of Kanye West's first album. So I'm like, it's going to be a rough motherfucking night because I don't know when, how I'm going to get any goddamn sleep with this music as loud as it is. Matter of fact, when I finally got up to grab my shit, these niggas were still up partying. And like, I won't say partying. They were shutting everything down. It was 3:00 in the morning. And one of the neighbors is perfect as hell. I was like, you? That's when I started to feel bad. I'm like, you still out here? And I'm in the goddamn bed and you out here just living your best life? But I had to work. And barely slept. Went to work. I was fine. Made it through. When I got off, I got home. I was fucking exhausted. Like, it was one of those situations where I was so fucking tired I couldn't sleep. But good thing the baby had a daycare the following day. So, went to daycare. Actually, and after that, I went to breakfast. And, just kind of have me some me time. You know what I'm saying? Everybody needs some me time every now and then. Have me some me time. Breakfast was delicious. Quite sure I probably talked about this place, but it's called Tasty Biscuit. Went back there, and it was another good meal. Like I got this. It was a chicken, like French toast thing. No, nice. I'm gonna say chicken breast. Good seasoning on it. Some ham. Cheese, I believe bacon, and then an egg on top. I got hash browns and grits on the side. And that motherfucker just went off. You know what I'm saying? It was just such a great meal. Ate half of it to the other half home. Great fucking meal. What else I've been up to? I just, after all that, that's all I kind of been up to this week. That's all I've been up to this week, but it's been a week since we talked. I completely forget that I met up with my buddy, he had turned 40, so he had a little get together. So I picked the baby up, got off work, picked the baby up. It was on a Saturday and took her to Indiana. Just for, you know, shits and giggles, meet up. She even never met, really. She only knew my one buddy, Deeb. And so she needs to kind of, she never met anybody else. So she's meeting everybody else. Of course, not seeing nothing, not talking, being very, very shy. And, at one point, good guy Tom, everybody did order some food, and you know what I'm saying, baby loves French fries, which I'm quite sure Tom gathered. So she was down on the ground now, so he just held the French fry up, and she saw it. And I was like, well, you want it, you gotta go get it, nigga. And she went and got that goddamn French fry. And it came back to me. And just kept going over to them and getting French fries. And eventually took a bite of the pizza that they had. It was a good time. Real good time. Everybody get to meet her. I ain't got to see everybody I haven't seen since, you know, the wedding and shit. It was good. It was good seeing those people. It was real good getting out the house. What else? I did go to the movies. I saw Thor, Love and Thunder. It was good. It was good. Definitely good. I would still say, as of right now, Batman is my favorite movie so far. Like, I'm hearing nothing but great things about Top Gun. Nothing but great things about Top Gun. And I kind of want to see it. Because I'm quite sure it's going to be fucking amazing. But I don't want to see it. I just feel like I could wait to TV. Like, I plan on going to the movies on Friday to see Bullet Train. But, we'll see. But, you almost forget. Almost forget that while at that party, catching up with everybody, talking with everybody, and I'm talking to one of my buddy's parents who's there, and they usually come out to shit. Like, I would have gladly invited them to the wedding, but somebody got watching the grandkids, you know what I'm saying? So we chit-chatting with them, talking with them, and this out of nowhere, the mom just goes, I love black people more than I do brown people. And I was like, who is you saying this just for me? Because there's a black person here and a brown person here. And you've known the brown person a lot longer. So, I mean, I get it. I'm the one who made the Christmas cards. But he does shit too. He's a philanthropist. Okay? He has one of the greatest companies in the world. Never been in the red. Lazo Landscaping. I can't say that. So, in other words, you should definitely love him. I love brown more than you do black. Because I don't know who cut your grass, but I know one thing. It ain't no niggas. That's a goddamn show. Niggas don't do yard work, okay? The browns do. I know that. I know that for a fact. Because I got me a brown doing my lawn. Okay? I was doing it. And then I was just cutting grass. And then I was doing... Here's the thing. I couldn't do it all at once. I couldn't trim. I could somewhat trim. And then I could cut grass. Now, I can't pull hedges, cut down leaves, pull down branches, all that shit. So... we got motherfucker who can trim and cut grass 30 minutes left. And then from there, we can go from town to town. I went, like, the wife was out there yesterday just cut down branches and shit and sticks because I had to take the baby outside. So, no, just to get her to relax, shut the fuck up, and burn off some more energy. I don't know where she got a burst of energy from, but she needed to burn it off. The missus forgot some pictures at Walgreens, so she needed to go pick them back up. And I saw her through the window to the garage, and I told her to come over. And she actually stopped. At Ye Olde Taco Bell and got like 2 slushies. So, drinking the slushies, hanging out. She decided to cut down some branches and shit. And after she got done with doing that, I was like, you know what? There's a whole bunch of goddamn weeds back here. Let me get rid of these. Let me go spray this shit. Let me go get that weed killer and spray these motherfuckers up. So that's what I did. That's about the extent of what we can handle right now. Okay? That's about the extent. Other extents can't handle. Because like I mentioned before, it's about a almost 2-hour process trying to trim around shit and then cut the grass. And I do all that shit when I wake up. Like, I gotta get up earlier to wake up to do that on a Tuesday and then go pick up the baby from daycare. Now, mind you, Mrs. has no problem is going to go pick the baby up from daycare. We'll gladly do it. But that takes away from me. Like, I want that love and affection, that joy, that enthusiasm she feels when we come pick her up. I'm saying, just she sees us and starts screaming, "Steve, dad is here. I'm saying. I want all that. I want all that love. So I make sure I go pick her up. I need all that. It's food for the soul. Okay, in other words, what I'm saying to you. So that being said, we had to delegate some other delegations to some other people. and those people happen to be brown. Okay. In the great words of UPS, let brown do it for you. Another team, another business that's never been to red. Okay, I know two browns, very successful business, Laser Landscaping, UPS, never in the red, always deliver. And in great words, I may not be here when you need me, when you call me, but I'm always on time. I believe that was in the Bible. I'm going to say Genesis. Or what the one? Deuteronomy 17, verse 22. Okay. That sound about right. All you church people out there. I shouldn't be listening to this podcast, but if you do, tell me if I'm wrong or right. You know what I'm saying? Holler at your boy. And with that being said, I just completely forget that I never did introductions of this is Frank Berry Podcast, Life of Cocker Fishes, iTunes, Spotify, Google Pod, Google Faces, Gram of Insta, frankberrypod@gmail.com. Just not realize I am a half an hour in to this and I'm just now doing the fucking intro. That's how much I miss you guys. That's how much I had to say or wanted to talk to you people. Because it's been, in the great words of Stain, it's been a while. Okay. Since I have talked to you, my friends. It's been a while since I said I'm sorry. And all this thing I can't remember. My stomach's starting to bubble. I'm going to have to shit soon. Don't you hate when, like right now, I'm trying to talk to y'all. I'm trying to catch up. And all of a sudden, my asshole is tingling and not in a good way. Okay? I'm kind of having to do Kegel exercises right now to make sure I don't shit myself. Which is never a good thing. Unless, I mean, you gay. And you, here's the thing. Here's one thing they don't talk about when it comes to sex in the butthole. Do you have to do Kegel exercises to keep your asshole from falling out of your ass hole? Prolap. Well, the key from having a prolap issue? I'm wondering. I don't know. So this is a good question. Like, what is the process to keep from, to make sure that you don't prolapse? Is it Kegels? Is it booty-os? Like, is it constantly? Because there's women who do butt stuff. You know what I'm saying? There, of course, there's the gay men. They're the bottoms. I do butt stuff. And then, I mean, to a degree, I do butt stuff because I got to get colonoscopies. So, is it different because the camera is not a thick, it's not thick as a dick. And it ain't no constant in and out motion. It's just, they go in and then they come out. And then they out. Once they out, and they know back and forth. They just keep going and going and look through what they got to look through. And then bring that motherfucker back on out. I think that could, maybe that's a different. That's a smaller penis. Okay. It's what they call. And medical terms, I think it would be called a micro penis. So I'll get a micro sized penis camera shoved up my ass every 2 years, which due to the fact that I'm still on these, I'm on my last round. People, I'm on my last fucking round of these goddamn antibiotics. And I can't put in words how happy I am to be so near the end. I'm so near the fucking end. I can taste it. I can just take his dick and just rub it on my fucking face. I can't wait to be goddamn done with these goddamn antibiotics. Because I tell you one thing. As soon as I get done, as soon as I take those last two motherfucking pills, the very next day, I am getting hammered. Okay? The very next day, I got this fucking tequila that my father-in-law got me for Father's Day. He got it for all of us, all his sons and son-in-laws, which I've seen, like this, I've seen these on billboards, other shit. Like I've seen it, so like, hey, that look like it could be good. Number one, about some, this motherfucker bought me a bottle. Is that, and a man, if that ain't love, in the great words of Kenny Chesney, if that ain't love, then I don't know what is. Okay? I'm so looking forward to cracking that goddamn bottle open, man. I'm planning on getting but 18 pack? I think it'd be an 18 pack of that Bud Light pop. It makes seltzers the pop. They got a pop out. I want some orange pop beer and a can and or bottle from Bud Light. I can't wait. You hear me? And the great words of Sleepy Brown from the Dungeon Family. I can't wait. Ooh, baby, come on. It is on tonight. Come on, sugar. I'm going to do you right. Do you right. Up and down. Come on, honey, round and round. Sing it, daddy, up and down. One more, baby, round and round. Sing it, and the thump, ta-ta-ta. You're always on my mind. And I can't wait. I can't wait to get alcohol up in me. Like I've been eating these edibles, and it's just not doing it. It's not like getting home from work, getting out of your work clothes, getting into your home clothes, going to that mini fridge, grabbing a cold beer. Cracking that sumbitch open and having yourself a drink. There's nothing like it. You can't beat it. You can't top it. You can't stop it. It is so goddamn fucking delicious. It just... I can't wait to suck the cum out of a beer bottle. Okay? I know this thing seems to be getting a little offhand. Okay, I ain't afraid to admit that. It's getting a little, you know, a little wild, but god damn it. It ain't the fact that I drink. I don't really even drink that much. Okay, I barely drink alcohol. But the fact that I had to have a dry ass summer. Okay, that's the thing that's getting me. Okay, I am an adult. I am 39 years old. And you telling me I gotta go this whole summer just alcoholless and just sober? I haven't been sober since 1997. Okay? That's been 27 years. I was just taking some type of drug and some type of system, some type of something, just pumping through my veins. And now you telling me that I can't do that shit? It is fucking annoying. I am grown. I got a house, a fence that breaks every time there's a real bad storm. I have all the essentials that I need to just drink as much as I humanly want. And I fucking can't. And it bothers me. And it bothers me. It bothers me, people. To the level I can't explain. But you know what else bothers me? The fact that I really need to stop there so I can go shit. So on that note, I'm going to go ahead and wrap this podcast up. I'm going to holler at you motherfuckers next week. I promise you, your boy is going to be back. I'm going to be back, and I'm going to be black. But for right now, this back has to take back it up to the toilet and crack my cheeks open to let this doodle out. Forever crack. Crack the dawn. Jimmy Crack Horn. Two pops in the crack on your mama's back. I'm out of cracks. All right, people. I'll hunt you motherfuckers next week. I legitimately and wholeheartedly, positively and expeditiously, I have to go take a shit.